City, please?
We're meeting this morning for the purpose of admitting to the bar persons who are to be admitted on motion. Our procedure is that I will call upon the presenters who will approach the podium and tell us very briefly why the applicant you are representing is qualified to be a member of the Bar of Ohio. If the applicant will please stand where you are as you're being presented, we can see who you are. And then we'll ask you to come forward to the bench and administer the oath of office. The first presenter is Robert Cody.
Chief Justice Moyer, Associate Justices, I wish to present today Charles Berry, who hails from the land of a thousand lakes, Minnesota. He's the member of the bar there in the U.S. District Court. I've known Charles for the past year, primarily through friendship with my former boss, Justice Asher Sweeney, and his family. Charles is a man of good moral character. He works currently for the Department of Defense in Dayton, Ohio, as an international attorney doing primarily government contracting law, and also does quite a bit of teaching, not only in the area but throughout the world. I recommend Charles highly, and I think he'd be a definite asset to the Ohio Bar.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Glendon Pratt.
Good morning, Chief Justice and Associate Justices. I would like to present for admission to the Bar in the State of Ohio, Christopher Brewer and Wayne Gerhold. They are both attorneys in our Pittsburgh office, and I've practiced with them for many years. They are very fine lawyers and good character, and they would also represent the Bar in the State of Ohio in an exemplary manner.
Thank you. John Lawler.
Justice and Associate Justices. I'm here presenting John Estel for admission to the court or the Bar of the State of Ohio. John is from Maysville, Kentucky. He's a member of the Bar of the Commonwealth there. I practiced with John about 8 years ago when we met in Charleston, West Virginia, and we are from nearby hometowns on the Ohio River near Maysville. John is a Commonwealth attorney in the Maysville area, and he would definitely be an asset honorable member of this bar in the state of Ohio.
Thank you. Lindo Hugo.
Chief Justice and Associate Justices, it is my honor to present Mr. Del Forsythe and to recommend his admission to practice law in Ohio. Mr. Forsythe is a member of the Pennsylvania Bar. He has been a member of the Bar of Pennsylvania since 1985 and is also a member of the West Virginia Bar. He works in the same office as I do in Pittsburgh. I have known him for 3 years. He's a very fine and talented attorney, and he has a good moral character. I believe he will be an asset to the Bar of the State of Ohio. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you. Leslie Sachs.
Justice Meyer and Associate Justices, I'm here to present Joanne Goldhand to the Ohio Bar. She is a member of both the Michigan and California Bars. She's a fine member of the community. I have worked with her for the past year. She's a real estate attorney at Schottenstein, Zoss & Dunn, and I highly recommend her for the Ohio Bar.
Thank you. Jeffrey Evans.
Justice Moyer, Associate Justices, I'd like to move the admission to practice in the state of Ohio for Scott Lee Huffman. He's currently a member of the New York State Bar and the Washington Practices and the Washington, D.C. Bar, currently practices in Washington, D.C., plans on relocating here soon in the state of Ohio. I've known Mr. Huffman basically all my life and am confident that he meets all the requirements and criteria to be a good practicing attorney in the state of Ohio.
Thank you. Has David Stanton arrived? Frank Nicolli.
Good morning, Chief Justice Moyer and Associate Justices. My name is Frank Patel, and I'm here to present Thomas W. Manette for admission to the Ohio Bar.
graduate of the Ohio and Woodland School of Law in 1976. He has practiced law in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania since that time. He has served as an assistant district attorney in both Beaver and Lawrence County and prosecuted over 24 murder cases in those counties. He is also well-versed in the areas of workers' compensation, domestic relations, and products liability. Most importantly, I think his admission to the Ohio Bar will add another great attorney and an even better person. He has taught me to be a professional. It's my honor to offer him as a member of the Ohio Bar.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Paul Kellogg.
Good morning, Chief Justice and Associate Justices. It is my honor to present Carolina and prepare for admission to the practice of law in the state of Ohio. I worked with Carolina over the last 5 months or so. She has proven to me to be a well-educated and a professional and ethical attorney. She is also licensed in the states of Indiana and Pennsylvania as well, and I recommend her for admission to the practice of law in the state of Ohio.
Thank you. Timothy Fox.
Justice Moyer, Associate Justices. I'm here to present the admission to the Bar of the State of Ohio, Carl Shelley. Carl is admitted since 1978 to the Bar of the State of Pennsylvania. He is also admitted in West Virginia. Carl and I met in West Virginia in certain product liability actions, which have now moved their way into the state of Ohio. He's an outstanding lawyer, well-versed in his field, and I think he'll make a fine admission to the Bar.
Thank you. Is there a motion that the applicants be admitted to the bar? Hearing no objection, the motion is adopted. Now, if the applicants will please come forward and face the bench, if you will. The oath of office will be administered by Justice Piper.
If you would raise your right hand. Your statement of the following oath indicates that you either will swear or affirm to be bound by the oath. I, and state your name, hereby accept my responsibilities as a member of the bar. I will support the Constitution and laws of the United States. And the Constitution and laws of Ohio. I will in all respects observe and abide by the code of professional responsibility. Let's do that one again. I will in all respects observe and abide by the code of professional responsibility. Approved and adopted by the Supreme Court of Ohio. I will represent my client zealously within the bounds of the law and will not knowingly assert any unwarranted claim or defense. Take any unjust action or employ or countenance any undue influence, deception, falsehood, or fraud. I will attend to my client's affairs with diligence, dispatch and confidence, free from compromising influences and conflicting interests, and preserve the confidences of my clients. I will deal scrupulously with all funds and property of others, preserving the separate identity of the same, and strictly accounting for my stewardship. I will discharge the duties of attorney and counselor at law as an officer of the courts of this
you and welcome you to the Bar of Ohio. We have a strong bar in Ohio, and we hope that it will be stronger now that you are members. Good luck. Best wishes. Marshall, please adjourn the court.